Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you. Getaway Friday, December the 12th, 2025. 12-12-25, 14 coming up on 15 minutes past the hour. Joined in studio by Matt Morgan. Fruitcake toss last night. Brian Murphy, 2 year in a row champion. He repeated and broke the fruitcake toss record, 72 feet set by Sheriff Bales 2 years ago. Last night he threw it for 78 feet, a record 78 feet. Threw it past the Christmas tree. And second place was Sheriff Matt Bales, 2023 Fruitcake Toss Champion with 70 feet. And third place was Ed Pickett with the Wyman, 2022's Fruitcake Toss Champion with 68 feet, I believe. And also Dana Martin, 60 feet. James Walker, 60 feet. Jack Kellogg threw out the ceremonial first toss, 35 feet. The Grinch got 25, Santa Claus threw for 45, Bob Bender 28, Larry Barnett 5. Great group.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you know, a whole lot of celebrities there.
And by the way, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Did anybody listen to the fruitcake talk? No, maybe nobody listened last night. Maybe it wouldn't have mattered what the quality of the broadcast was.
Did you advertise it?
I did on social media. No, I said yesterday on the air that it was going to be on last night. 740-383-9944. Did anybody listen to the broadcast last night, and was the quality good? I'll have to listen to it maybe myself later on. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Thoughts on the fruitcake toss. And again, we thank all the people who participated, the Industrial Channel with the Buckeye Donuts, and the cookies, and of course the Salvation Army with the canteen truck and the hot chocolate, and the Wyman with the Christmas tree, which we gave to the homeless shelter, and Bob Welsh for making the plaques that were given to everybody last night. It was a good night all around for that.
Yeah, I mean, the weather, it was cold, but it wasn't terrible.
And it was peace and harmony. It was peace and harmony.
Yeah, I mean, nobody got hit or anything, so that's
just about. Just about. There was about a hitting with Ken Holleran throwing backwards, but
we ought to figure out something to do about that.
I've never seen that happen before. I've never. You know, the first year, no, second year, Adam almost threw backwards, but he never actually went into negative numbers. Kent, I'm not sure what happened there. It looked like it went flying backwards.
I don't know. Maybe it was just the angle I came at. It looked like 8 to me.
I don't know. There's no videotape of it, I don't think, but it was rough. And again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. And I'm glad everybody had a good time last night.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, starts the Christmas season.
Starts the holiday season. It's one of those things that just starts the holiday season, throwing the Claxton fruitcake and singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. That was a lot of fun. You normally would not do that at a fruitcake toss, a holiday event.
Yeah.
But we got it out last night.
I think that's good, I guess.
Yeah, because of Larry. So it was fun. And by the way, just so we can clear up the disagreement from last hour. No, you're going to clear it up here. All right. Because there was somebody who was supposed to be at the fruitcake toss last night. They were nominated. I did not mention the name. I don't even know about the hot chocolate situation anymore. Apparently they had the chocolate but no hot water. So that was not a thing. So your final, you came to it in the break, was...
Well, No. See, but there's two parts.
No, there's not two parts.
There's two parts.
There's not two parts.
There's two parts.
No,
I don't know.
You said this is there's two. We should not care much about this. So just give me the one part, and then we've got it.
Well, okay. So the one part, I think she just didn't want to be at the fruitcake toss.
There you go. So she...
She lied.
She lied. That's all.
But
no, moving on. Next subject.
But you told.
She lied.
You told. See, my understanding is that you also told her that you didn't mention her name because there was some sort of disagreement.
No, ambivalence. She was ambivalent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
She was ambivalent about the hot chocolate. She was ambivalent on Thanksgiving Eve. So, why bring it up?
Because she was nominated. You mentioned everybody else who was nominated.
Well, I did, but at that point, as I said, she was not in the loop. Because she was being ambivalent.
I'm sure you could have sent her a message sometime before and said that and said that she was nominated.
Well, allegedly she listens.
Yeah, but I mean, her name only came up the once when she was nominated.
Listen, just get to the part that's important. When it came to the fruitcake toss last night,
yes,
you believe.
And okay, specifically as to why she didn't go to the fruitcake toss, I think she just didn't want to go.
And so
the story she told was a lie.
A lie. She just flat out lied during the holiday season.
Sure.
Yeah, there you go. Which is not very good.
Well, you could do whatever.
You can do whatever, but it's not going to bode very well for Santa Claus. It's not a very good holiday attitude. In any event. Monday night, we had a full city council meeting. A lot of talk about... you were there. A lot of talk about cuts in the city. You were out in the hallway, I think.
for the last, 30 minutes of it.
So what'd you make of that whole situation?
Well, I mean, I mean, it was the only portion I heard for the most part would have been matters not on the agenda, which is why I didn't even bother going into the room because I was like, it's over, and then they just went on for 30 minutes.
You fell asleep.
I did not. I was pacing back and forth.
No, you fell asleep. That's why you weren't there.
Oh,
all the time.
Yes. Well, yeah, I fell asleep. I'm not one for the early shifts.
It was 6:30 at night.
Yeah, I understand.
Oh, you got up early that morning.
Yeah,
okay.
I got up early. But sorry, but yeah, no. I mean, I think that it's. Well, I don't know. I mean, it sounds
what do you
good,
make
I
of
guess.
These?
I mean, to my understanding, I mean, you know. The state had mentioned bringing in splitting it up into a quarterly, I guess, according to.
Do you think that was said? Because there was a question of if that was really said or not. The state.
Said by the state? I have no. I mean, it wouldn't. I don't know that it. I don't know why they'd say to split it into a quarterly, but I don't know what difference it makes. I mean, it's the same budget, just split into fourths. So.
Right. So I don't understand that either.
I don't know what difference it would make, but I'm not the auditor of state or anything of that sort. So I don't know. I mean, I do believe it was the mayor who said that the state had brought it up to do so.
Right.
So, I mean, he's the one that's been in the meetings.
Okay.
I would hope he just didn't lie in an open meeting.
Do you think, speaking of lies, do you think that's ever happened?
What?
That the mayor's ever lied in an open meeting?
I don't know that he's ever lied intentionally in an open meeting. I'm sure he...
Really?
I just have a lot...
So you really think we did all misunderstand what he was saying back in January about the electronic equipment?
I think he thinks we all misunderstood. I think he...
You really do?
I would just... I'm probably just being optimistic, I guess, but I would genuinely hate to think that a public official would get up in an open meeting and lie to the public. There's an awful lot of misunderstanding going on, I do believe, on the mayor's part, because, I mean, there's no way that the public just misunderstands a whole bunch of the stuff you say. I think you are either mispresenting it or...
So do you really believe there have been all layoffs in the city have been voluntary?
Voluntary layoffs?
Yeah,
Well, I was talking to somebody who works for the city, and they said in the past when there has been times like this, they offer voluntary layoff, just like an unpaid vacation, essentially. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it wouldn't... I mean, and those are voluntary, so it wouldn't necessarily surprise me.
So you believe that the crime analyst who was laid off by the police department and the officer, by the way, they already didn't have $400,000 worth of officers filled. You think another one jumped up and said, you know what, lay me off too. And the crime analyst came to him and said, lay me off.
I can't speak on behalf of those people. I don't know those people.
And you think the people in the fire department, sanitation department, the unfulfilled position?
Well, I know that the fire department has been showing up en masse to the meetings. They were there.
Wonder why.
They were there again last week.
All I know is I said earlier in the week I ran into a family member of one of these people, and they said that the layoff did come for their family member, but it certainly was not voluntary.
So why don't they say that?
The person?
Yeah.
Because they probably want their job back at some point.
Can they fire you for saying that?
I'm sure it wouldn't go over very well.
Well, can they fire you for saying that? That's not wasn't the question. Is it legal to fire you for saying that?
I think they can make it very difficult.
For you to come back?
Yeah.
Just say, sorry, there's not enough room in the budget for you, and then as soon as you quit and get another job, they're like, oh, look
at
that.
Well, I don't even understand. Now that I see where these cuts were made, I still don't even understand how they can be considered cuts. Because it says the removal of unfulfilled police officer positions, $400,000. So if they were unfulfilled, then how is that a cut? You weren't spending the money anyway on that.
Well, I think they were probably budgeted to fill those positions.
Right, but they weren't paying that money anyway. So how's that a cut in your budget?
Because it makes the number go down.
But on top of that, you still needed to have a voluntary layoff of another police officer.
Because you're budgeted for those people, so you could have those people. If you take that out of the budget, you can't.
So if you were budgeted for those people this year and they weren't in those positions, where did that $400,000 go?
I mean, they just took it out of your budget.
No, I'm talking about this year. If you were budgeted for that, because it says unfulfilled positions, means you weren't paying people for that, where did that $400,000 go for 2025?
I mean, if they have to use, like, the money that's budgeted for salaries, then it probably wasn't spent.
You think?
I don't know the law or anything like that, but I mean, I would assume if something's budgeted for salaries and you use it for something other than salaries, that's a misappropriation. I mean, it's budgeted for something, you didn't use it for that purpose. So, I mean, should you have been budgeted for positions that were not filled, you, in theory, shouldn't be able to spend the $400,000 or whatever it is.
And you think the restructuring of the security desk could save you $81,000, nearly $82,000?
Restructuring of what?
The security desk.
Like the screener?
I don't know. I guess.
I don't know what the security desk is.
Well, whatever. It's $82,000 too expensive, I guess.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what the security desk is, but
overtime reduction of $75,000 for the police department?
Does the police department use a lot of overtime?
Well, I would guess. If they're deducting $75,000.
Well, I don't know. I guess.
I just don't think that there was any chance that the mayor was ever going to stand up and say that we're laying people off. And by the way, what is the difference between a voluntary layoff and a layoff? People were laid off, and it was due to financial problems.
Well, I mean, the difference is your boss came to you and said, hey, man, you're still employed, but you don't get hours, you're not getting paid, I don't know what to tell you.
Right, so that's not voluntary.
Well, yeah, I understand, that's what I'm describing, but voluntary would be like, hey, we are offering, I mean.
Well, I think that's where you're missing the point. So if you have to cut the budget, and this was a cost-cutting budget measure, how can that be a voluntary layoff? You think that person said, hey, chief, I hear there's trouble in the city's budget. Lay me off.
No, I mean, they could. How can you put a voluntary layoff
as a budgetary cut?
I don't find it very likely, but I mean, they're doing quarterly, so, you know. I mean, it'd be a long, you know, voluntary layoff. But also, I might be... I think it was more so described to me as, like voluntary vacation.
And you also think... We've known about this how long? 3 weeks that the city had financial problems. Why does the police department have $400,000 just laying around in open positions if they've only known about this for 3 weeks? Why does the sanitation department have open positions? Did they just run open positions all the time?
I mean, if they haven't hired anybody for those positions.
Oh, well, right, but that's what they run that far below all the time?
I wouldn't think so.
I mean, there you go. There's another issue.
I know that there were retirements.
And what about all those department heads who were never... If you didn't know you had financial issues, and now you're saving money, that's a budgetary cut by not filling these department heads, then why didn't you fill them if you didn't know there were budget issues 3-4 months ago?
Why didn't you fill them, the department
heads? When the transit director left, you think that was just timing that she turned in her resignation the day that the city announced they were sending a letter to the state auditor?
No.
And then they just happened not to fill the position below her and promote that person up?
Well, I mean, I assume by the point you're sending a letter to the auditor asking them to look over our books, you probably know that the finances are pretty rough.
Right, so you just think on that day she just said, you know what, city's little budget heavy here, I'm going to quit my job.
Well, I don't know that happened. I think
that's what happened.
I think...
That's what the mayor said. We got to believe it.
Well, I don't... See, I...
He said he did not know that was coming at all. See, did he not say that?
Know that what was coming?
He said he did not know her resignation was coming at all. He did not know Julie Welch's resignation was coming.
I honestly have no clue.
Well, he said it.
Okay, well, I mean...
As a matter of fact, I think that's quoted in the newspaper.
Well, I don't read the news. I don't know. I just don't know if he... I'm sure he said it. I think it might be more so one of those things where we're fired, I guess. Doesn't look all that great. So they were like, hey, just go ahead and you can resign. And we'll say you resign.
But that's my... Isn't that the whole point of this conversation? I'm not denying these things happened. I'm just saying the way they're being presented is not necessarily on the level.
I think but I don't think that's the same as like, oh, there are no layoffs in the city, and there, I don't know, or not, I don't, I can't even think of the one thing that...
I think the mayor's quote was something about no firings, no layoffs, because of the budget issues.
Well, I don't know. I mean, that might win-win, I guess. Or not for the people who got fired, but I mean, it looks better to resign. I mean, that's why a lot of high-ranking, like, corporate people, nobody gets fired, really. The board will come to you and say, hey, man, look, you resign or you get fired.
Right, but that's...
And then
that's
you resign because it looks better to resign than to get fired, and then you hopefully go somewhere else.
Right, but the person who's asking you to resign knows what they did.
I understand.
And then they don't go out to a meeting and say, no, nobody's been fired. Nobody's been laid off.
Well, I mean, in theory, he is not, I mean, nobody's been fired.
Go ahead, Colin.
They resigned.
Go ahead.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Did you get all warmed up from last night, or did you sit in the building beside the heater?
No, I was out there. You know, I was actually okay. I have to admit, I had gloves on, and I had a coat and a scarf, and, I don't even remember my nose or ears getting cold, so I was okay.
Well, I figured you were sitting in the building.
I was till it started. I was in the building till right before it started.
Well, okay. I was just kidding. Hey, I have a couple things I want you to look into.
Okay.
Number one is when we first started having money problems, was that after we got the new computer system or before we got the new computer system? And is the computer system to blame for all of this?
Are you talking about, like, the...
New World?
Well, no. When we got the new, the whole new system, you know, the new computer system, was that before or after the whole hiccup? How long have we had the present computer system?
Well, I don't know that the whole... Are you talking about, like, the auditor's office or... Because I don't think City Hall has got a whole new system.
I'm talking about the one that's doing the deciding about the money.
The finances.
Finance.
That came before.
It came before the whole mess.
Yeah, now I can't pinpoint the year that they installed that, but it was not... I think everybody agrees when we first started hearing about the financial issues, when we lost our bond rating, when the fines started showing up that were not given back to us through the process with the IRS, that all started in 21. That's when that was first an issue. That computer system was definitely here before 21.
Okay, now I have a friend that knows about this pertinent stuff. Why do we not go through the state for them to do our accounting, whatever, however that is? Do we hire a special company to do that instead of the state to save 15 cents?
From 2008 until 2020, I believe the computer system was installed in 2008. So for, 19 years, there didn't seem to be a problem.
Okay.
That goes to the computer system. Now, the state did not come in, or these companies. These companies were not brought in to help straighten out the system until after 21 either. They might have been brought in late 21, early 22. I'm not exactly sure of the dates, but that's when they started appearing.
Well, the state was going through the books.
Well, in 21, in 21 is when we first started hearing of the troubles, that the books were not reconciled. As near as I can tell, before 21, the books were reconciled. So the computer system was installed in 2008. So I guess draw your own conclusions from that.
Okay, how many people were trained on the new computer system? Were they trained when they were hired or elected or however in the heck they get there?
I would guess so.
Oh, you just guess so.
Well, I mean, I would assume somebody had to train them.
Okay. So much for that question.
Is there a particular person? Because there were a couple auditors, about three auditors in that time period. So I think some were less trained than others.
Well, who was there just before when Schertzer was there? Who was the auditor?
Part of the time, Kelly Carr. Part of the time, Robert Landon.
Okay.
Oh, and Miranda McGinnis at the end.
Okay, but when Kelly Carr was there, didn't appear to be any problems?
I think there was a hiccup here or there, but she did always reconcile the books, and I believe any fines that were incurred against her were recovered by the city. But the books were reconciled, which is our main issue right now.
Okay. Well, that's a question I wondered. I thought, well, maybe the damn computer system isn't even right. And maybe they don't train anyone, and you go in there with your head. Set of headphones, and you're supposed to figure all this stuff out. Do they train anybody? I just don't understand how it got to be such a mess.
Well, it depends.
Millions of dollars or hundreds. How in the world does it get to be such a mess?
Well, like I say, if anybody can find any articles or any non-reconciliations prior to 2021, show them. I mean, the new computer system was there from 2008 on.
Okay, I didn't understand that.
Yeah.
So, okay, and another thing, did you ever find if that property on South Main was ever transferred to the city?
I believe it has. I nobody's shown me a deed, but I believe that has been done.
You should be able to go in, and I should, but I'm not very smart computer-wise. Shouldn't you just be able to go in and find that on the computer?
Yeah, I believe the purchase has been finalized on that.
Okay. So now what are we going to do about that?
Well, I guess pay taxes on it.
And insurance.
And then one day we'll develop it when the finances are there.
Do you think I'll live that long?
They keep saying they're postponing it to like February or March. I don't know. They've got so many things upside down. You know, because the mayor the other night said something about, maybe if we start getting some revenue in here, we'll bring back downtown Marion and we'll start funding. Maybe we'll give some more money to the pool and things like this. I didn't hear him mention the fire station at all.
See, that's my pet baby.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
The pool is important, but it's not near as important as if Rotary Tower catches fire again and we don't have enough firemen to take care of it.
Well, and this becomes a problem. I mean, you know, people in the city are saying there were no layoffs and there were nobody fired, but I mean, even if it is voluntary, isn't a voluntary layoff a layoff if it's due to budget cuts?
Well, maybe they volunteered because their money would be different, I don't know, opposed to just getting laid off.
Right, but then
I never got laid off in my life, so I don't know how all that works.
Right, but I guess what I'm saying is if you list that on your paperwork as part of your 10% budget cut, then, I mean, isn't it a layoff? I mean, it's a way you're saving money. So how can you say that there were no layoffs?
I think somebody's trying to pull a Hank Snow on us.
Well, yeah, and I think it's also very interesting. Does the police department just run with $400,000 in unfulfilled officers? And if they do, and got that, because again, that's listed as a budget cut, which would mean that they had that this year, $400,000 in unfulfilled positions. Where did that money go this year?
Boy, I want to tell you, if you dig long enough, you're going to find worms.
Yeah, I think there's some issues here. And the same thing in the sanitation department. It says not filling open positions. Well, how long have these positions been open, and where did that extra money go this year? Did it go to overtime? I don't know.
Well, like I say, you know, if everybody always tells the truth and don't try to cover anything up, you don't have these problems.
I would think you're right. Did you get a chance to listen to the fruitcake toss last night?
Yes, it was very good. I kind of panicked a little bit right in the beginning because it was dead silent.
Well, that's when we had our little issue. Yeah, the computer.
And then you come around.
And you could.
How many people threw?
I think it was somewhere between 30 and 40.
That was pretty good. And Scott, you get a lot of credit because at least you give something for people to smile about in Marion.
Well, we had a good. Could you hear everybody who we interviewed last night? Okay.
Yep, that was good.
Good.
That was good.
And our wonderful singing that we did.
That was lovely. And everybody had a good time, and I'm sure there was a lot of chuckles going on.
There was.
And Charlie would be so proud of you.
Yeah, he's watching from somewhere.
Yeah. Wherever Charlie might be, huh?
I'm sure wherever he is, he's having a fruitcake.
Yeah, But anyway, it was very nice of you to give us something to laugh, a smile about, and I was just wondering about that when that computer, new computer system for the auditor come in.
2008.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
All right. Well, we did come through loud and clear last night. I feel great. I'm getting messages this morning from people who were at the fruitcake toss last night. That was the most Hallmark movie-esque event ever. What fun. It was a Hallmark moment. People were falling in love out there
the
last night.
The only thing we were missing was Ashley Williams.
Oh, if she'd have been there. I'll tell you what. She could have co-hosted that thing with me. Holy mackerel. You know, I really do think of it as the Macy's Parade. Number one, it happens once a year. It's a tradition, and it's cold. The Macy's Parade is cold outside that morning as well. So you got to get all bundled up to be. They have to be out there 3 hours. We only have to be out there an hour.
I have never once. Well, I'm sure I've watched it at some point. I do not recall ever watching the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
But anyway, that's the situation with the. The finances of the city.
Did you
find any thing wrong with the description of the situation? By the way, phone lines are open. 740-383-9944.
What do you mean?
The computer equipment, when the issues started, blah blah blah.
No, I mean that's my understanding. I mean, I don't know as far, you know, Marian history as far back as you do. But I mean, to my understanding is 21 is where it all started. Yeah.
The non-reconciling of the books.
Yes.
Which has caused a little bit of a problem, to say the least, with what's going on. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, this is just speculation on my part, but I wonder if their voluntary layoff is until somebody retires.
Well, it could be
until the retirement.
Well, and again, if somebody did go in and say, listen, I want to be laid off, or if the chief said, would you like to be laid off? Again, that's fine. I don't know the particulars of that. But isn't a voluntary layoff a layoff?
It has, but it also has a 6-month time limit. You can only collect unemployment benefits for 6 months.
Well, so then how
then
can
you either...
Well,
they run out, so also, you either have to go back to work or find a new job.
So how can that be a budgetary cut for a year, then?
It's not.
That's what it says.
I can... Well, it wasn't necessarily... I probably didn't explain it very well, but...
Matt, I know how voluntary layoffs work.
Well, it was more explained to me like, you know, not... You're not necessarily like...
My husband has taken
off.
A voluntary layoff.
Okay, well,
Local
I mean...
offered them every summer for... decades.
Oh, look at that. I'm sure you do, but the
police...
He volunteered to be laid off and take 60% of his pay for the entire summer with a date certain to return, and then, like I said, they moved that out 3 weeks the one time.
Well,
but unemployment, you have 6 months to collect benefits. You can collect 26 weeks of benefits in a one-year period, and once you exceed that, you no longer receive unemployment anymore, and you either... go back to that job, or you find a new job.
Right. So how can the police personnel for their 10% of yearly layoffs say one of the points a voluntary layoff of one officer for 96?
If it's a police officer, then somebody's riding it out till retirement is what that tells me.
For a year?
It's going to be 6 months. They'll write it out for their 6 months of unemployment because that's all you can receive.
Right,
but
the
of unemployment compensation. And then probably come July 1st, they'll retire.
Right, but so is that voluntary?
Yeah. If you knew that you had 6 months until you were ready to retire, and you could collect 60% of your pay instead of going to work, why wouldn't you do it?
No, but I guess the point I'm making...
People get to a different point when they're ready to retire.
Well, whoever this was, they were making nearly $100,000 a year.
Then I would say that's somebody that's getting ready to retire.
Okay, they're making $96,393.
Yeah, that's not your hourly officer that went in and said, hey, lay me off. Because here's the thing, you can't collect any other kind of pay. You can't go get a part-time job while you're collecting unemployment.
Right, but what I'm saying is, if you list this as part of your cost-saving effort...
Well, it looks good on paper, doesn't it?
Well, right, but I guess what I'm saying is when you go to that person, whether it's a retiree or whether it's a regular officer or whatever it is, and you say,
This was something that was concocted.
So that's not.
You take a voluntary layoff until you retire. I mean,
but that's not voluntary. That's an ultimatum. That's not voluntary.
Still a layoff. No, I would take a voluntary layoff if I only had six months left. But if
it's your situation, it's not voluntary. It's, hey, why don't you retire early, live the good life, collect your unemployment for 6 months, and then ride off into the sunset because we need to make a cut.
It's already, hey, you told us that you're leaving in July. You want to cut out 6 months early and collect 60% of your pay while you're doing it? Well, hell yes, I do.
Yeah, but why wouldn't they have offered that earlier?
It's still a layoff, regardless.
Right, but the mayor said, did he not say, there'd be no layoffs?
Sounds to me. You know, it's voluntary.
And what about the crime analyst? You can't say that that's a retirement.
And I wonder if that just wasn't a title that was added to somebody else that they were given extra compensation instead of... Because a crime analyst only makes $12,000 a year. That sounds like full-time job to me.
And what happened to the $400,000 in the 2025 budget that was unfulfilled officers? Because they're using it as a cut, which means it was part of...
I went through that budget again yesterday because they sent out the agenda. I went through it, and it's the same thing that they started with that still has people getting raises and all of this other stuff, and that's what they're supposed to be basing their 25% budget off of. And it still does not make any sense because people still didn't take their 10% cut. And so I don't understand how they passed, okay, we're going to, when we do finally come up with a budget, we're going to only fund 25% of it. When they're basing that off the budget, that is still all kinds of hinky. And they even included more information on there. And the 2025 numbers that they have, I'm sorry, the 2026 numbers that they have are still bigger than the 2025 numbers. And they should not be. At the absolute minimum, everything should freeze. And then cuts should be made. You can't make increases. You can't say, okay, well, I'm going to raise my budget 100%. Oh, it's time to make cuts. Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and cut back 20% of that 100 that I asked for. They're making increases, and then they're making cuts to those increases and trying to tell us, oh, we're making cuts. No, you're not. You're not taking as much as you wanted at an increase.
And Julie Welch just quits on the same day. Coincidence that, and her position goes unfulfilled, basically.
We were talking about in the newspaper what was said was they came to a mutual agreement that day.
Right, but
it would be for the best.
But it started out that we didn't see this coming.
Right, but we agreed it would be for the best.
Right, so.
That was a hell of a conversation.
So is that honest?
Is any of this?
Matt seems to be not sure.
And then you cut it.
Matt's not sure if this is honest or not.
All right, Matt, all right, you got your bananas, and let's say they're 50 cents a pound, and Kroger's going to mark them up to $1 a pound, and the public goes crazy. We are not paying $1 a pound for bananas. And Kroger lowers it and says, okay, we'll only charge 80. We're going to make a cut, and we'll charge 80. Did they really make a cut, or should they have reduced their 50-cent bananas to 47-cent bananas? So we've taken our 50-cent bananas, made them $1, and now we've lowered them back down to 80 and said, we took a cut.
I'm confused.
Does that make sense?
I'm confused how this applies to the city budget.
Because we took the 2025 budget, this year we're in right now. Mm-hmm. They asked for more money for 2026. When they found out there is no more money, instead of going and looking at the 2025 budget and making a cut, they looked at that bloated 2026 budget, their wish list, and only made cuts to it. They didn't make cuts to what they actually spent this year. Like, the police are not spending money next year on a car. That's not making a cut. That's not spending money. Cutting is, you cut your expenses right now. Let's say my bills are $1,000 a month. I don't raise them to $1,500 take them back down to $12.50 and say I made a cut. No, I'm still spending more than my original budget.
And I just want to say this. This is also something I don't understand. The streets and sanitation, as part of their paragraph of what they're going to cut. Now, this is people who pick up your garbage.
Stop fixing parking lots that belong on private property would be a good place there.
But when we get back to bodies again, at one point they say, we did not fill three positions so far. So they didn't fill three positions so far. So there could be more, but they didn't fill three. So they had three open positions. But then down here later on, they say we're running at the base minimum. So why did they not fill these three positions when they became open? I mean, they had those three positions did not all come open in the last 3 weeks when we all knew about these financial problems. Why would they run with three open positions?
Can't hire people? I don't know. Everybody has the same problem when it comes to staffing.
Well, then I don't even know why this is a question. I mean, if the city, if they have a problem with staffing,
but
then...
So do you see how that's not really a cut to their budget?
Yeah, but then it's not a cut to the budget. If you didn't have them filled anyway...
You weren't spending that money,
What makes the difference?
You're not cutting by not filling them.
Right, so I don't understand
that. I'm not cutting my budget by not citing my house.
Yeah, I didn't have these positions filled anyway. We weren't paying the bill anyway, but that's a cut.
Yeah, I was going to side my house this year, and now I'm not. That's not cutting my budget. I'm just not spending money.
And I have heard stories. Again, it's not a news report because I don't know it to be fact. I heard, this is like the gossip portion of the show, I heard stories from family members of police officers and people in the sanitation department that they absolutely were asked to retire. They absolutely were asked to leave their positions.
I was told they were absolutely told there would be layoffs.
So that is not voluntary. I mean, you can put it on paper as voluntary, but I don't know that that's voluntary.
Also, the person I talked to, this was all before the 10% cuts even happened.
They haven't happened, though, which I'm trying to politely get you to understand that.
I understand what you're saying.
We got 4 minutes, and I want to touch on this. Do you have anything to add to the question about the system downtown?
Oh, dear God.
Yeah, go ahead.
The software that you're talking about?
Yeah.
That software has been there since 2008. It worked just fine until December 31st, 2019. Now, that, according to the state of Ohio, this is the state of Ohio, not me. You've seen it. December 31st, 2019 was the last time our books were reconciled. Kelly Carr did have a fining against her in her last year. It was $22,500. She hired her own private attorney and fought that and got it overturned and got the money returned to the city and to herself. So her issue was taken care of on her own dime. All of Robert Landon's issues from 2020 on have been footed by the taxpayer. We have paid for the attorneys to argue with the IRS. We have paid for the forensic $275,000 for the forensic accountant. Now, the state of Ohio did say that our computer software is bad, all right, that it sucks, basically. Not that it's faulty or that it's been sabotaged or anything else. If you go back and look, our computer software is about 17, 18 years old. When you figure that into financial software, it's like a dinosaur we're using. So there's a very good chance that that old antiquated software will not do what the state wants it to do 20 years later.
No one
is sabotaging it. It has worked fine.
No, I'm not saying sabotage, but I do. Okay, the books were always reconciled no matter what was going on until 2020.
December 31st, 2019.
Okay, 2020 was the first year. 2020 was the first year they were not reconciled.
Correct.
Okay, so here's my.
To the point of the training, when you fire every single person that knows how to use the computer system and go in there and choose to fly blindly, then that is your own fault. That is no one else's fault but your own.
Right, but I guess my question is, amongst all this gobbledygook that people are saying and all this la-di-da, my question is why was Kelly Carr able to reconcile for her entire tenure?
Because the software wasn't the problem.
On bad software. How was she able to reconcile?
It wasn't. That's not the problem.
So,
do I believe the software is old and that we should probably eventually look at buying some new? Yes, but it's going to be more than $1 million, so we don't have that kind of money right now.
So I guess I don't understand that. And you know,
I don't understand how people don't, because if you repeat the same lie long enough, people will believe it. But from 2008 until 2019, the city of Marion, we had some problems because we had the housing crisis, you know. But until Robert Lannon stepped foot in that office, that software worked fine enough to get us through state audits every year.
Well, and
it's been off our backs.
Well, and I don't think the bond rating disappeared during Kelly Carr.
No.
I don't think
that happened during Robert Lannon, or after him, maybe.
Well, and I don't
think... Because of him.
And I'm not exactly sure that mispayments were happening.
No. No, because all of those things would have been finding. Those are things that the state would look for. Kelly Carr had a finding for recovery, $22,500. It was supposed to have been for submitting something late to the state or to the federal government. I can't remember the exact detail, but it was $22,500. The state of Ohio said, you screwed up, pay the city back. Kelly Carr paid for her own attorney, fought it, and they said, okay, maybe you didn't screw up. $22,500 you don't owe.
Well, there we go. And we're going to break. Hey, thanks for calling.
Take care.
We'll be back. We've got more program this morning. Don't go anywhere.
At Carol.
Exactly right. Now, Pat, at Christmas time, do you decorate the house up?
I have gotten to do so less and less.